Welcome to Aerovision.
Quickfire ratings.
A podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, hello everyone. Dear Eve, welcome back to the Aerovision podcast. You're joining us for another episode of our Quick Fire ratings, or as our Dutch friend Roy wrote into us today, we should maybe be calling them Quick Fera ratings. Today
is fire. Is that Irish? Is that done like tinna or something?
Yeah, but so, for like era.
Oh, fair. Oh, okay, yeah.
Hi, Connor.
Think of
Connor's here to correct.
Like, fire is it? That's not fire in Irish.
If you saw the spelling, it was era with F in front of it.
Oh, okay.
But hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Connor's like, I am here to correct the spelling and grammar.
I am Ned's student teacher.
Glasgow Micheál, you are most welcome to the pod. How are you?
I'm very good, Lou. Thank you so much for having me. And Connor, don't worry, I thought the exact same thing.
Thank you.
Good to have you here on this Swifty Friday, by the way.
Oh, what a day we're having. The sun is out and Taylor Swift has released an album. I am in so much joy today. Thanks for having me.
31 songs. Shame it wasn't 32.
I know. But yeah, I mean, or I don't know, 30, it could be like late 30s, kind of like ranking like a Eurovision sort of series with the amount of songs, but
true. She was going for the 13 backwards, wasn't she?
Oh my God, I didn't think about that. Yeah she probably was.
Swiftie Eurovision fans right now are like, whoa, crossover. Let's pull it back to Eurovision.
Casual Fire Friday for anyone who's not a Swiftie like myself. Hope you have a lovely weekend.
Connor, the non-Swiftie representation here. Anyways, guys, we're going to get stuck in because this is supposed to be quick fire ratings. Today, we're discussing three very exciting countries, I'd say, actually, in this year's lineup. We're going to be discussing the Netherlands, Norway, and Poland. So we are heading first to the Netherlands. The Netherlands are sending Joost Klein with the song Euro Papa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europapa, Europapa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europapa, Europapa. Europapa, papa, papa. Europapa, papa. Europapa, papa, papa. Europa. Ik ben in Duitsland, Abi, ik ben zo aan. Alright, Micheál, how are you feeling about Europapa? Welcome in Europa.
I am a fan. I like it. It's not one of my favourites, however. But I appreciate it for what it is. And the fact that it can appeal to someone like me is quite good because I'm not a huge fan of this type of genre. When I first heard it, I wasn't a huge fan per se, but it's kind of been growing and growing and growing in me. And I really like the dancey bit at the end. It kind of keeps me going. But yeah, in saying that, it's not one of my favorites, but that's just my personal taste. Yeah.
Fair. What are you thinking, Connor?
Yeah, similar to Micheál, I'm just like, it's okay. It's good. It's catchy. Gets you dancing. I love the dance bit at the end. It's kind of the mosh pit rave that happens and everyone goes wild. And I love his like promo campaign that he's done with the, you know, like the really like crap graphics, but like on purpose crap graphics, which is really clever. His styling's really cool. You know, he's got a big following in the Netherlands. You know, the Dutch love this entry. You can clearly tell that. But personally for me, like my personal taste, it's too soon after Cha-Cha-Cha. I'm kind of like, yeah, Cha-Cha-Cha was great. I really want this now. But look, it's cool. It's fun. I like it. I stream it sometimes, but I don't really love it.
Sorry,
if that makes sense.
Like,
yeah, did you hear that?
Noise.
Yeah. Was there a truck going by you?
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was it just a truck going by?
I thought it was from our end. And I was like, neither of us are touching anything.
But yeah, like I like it. I don't love it. But I think this will do really, really well. I think this could win the Talibot. Depends with the jury, but for me personally, I'm still like liking the cha-cha train that we were on last year. Like, do I need this in my life? Not necessarily. But yeah, I know you love it though. You really, really love it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I don't think this was exactly immediate for me. I can't really remember. But I think it took maybe like a couple of days and it like clicked and I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this song. Like, just everywhere I've been going, I'm in Europa, welcome in Europa, like walking into, I don't know, the staff room and work, walking into the kitchen, welcome in Europa, everywhere I go, I'm just singing it. And yeah, singing the Dutch lines of it very, very badly. oh, there's just something so... Like, I know why Cha-Cha-Cha gets brought up, and Jost Klein himself seems to love Carrie. Like, he met up with them the other day, but I don't know. This is kind of more veering towards like a jump style kind of sound of music, which just feels really nostalgic to me in like a good way. Nostalgia can go one of two ways at Eurovision. It can like lean into like the cringe and kind of like, oh, do we need to go back there? And then it can lean more into the like, oh, I forgot how much I loved this kind of sound and how much... Like, I need this in my ears, and that's what this does for me. It makes me really happy. It makes me want to dance. It just like brings a good vibe, puts me in a good mood. I need songs like that on my playlist, you know. And I think that you can't really lose with a song like this, because they're like going for the kind of like making it purposely a bit crap, cringe, like with the silly graphics and stuff. It's actually quite hard to do that wrong, because if you do it wrong, it just leans into like being a bit crap, you know, like it's very hard to do crap wrong. So I think they're going to really kind of just lean into the fun side of it, bring the party. You don't really need good vocals for this song. He can just shout the whole thing. That's all he needs to do. The crowd's going to be on his side, surely. I know it was a home crowd, but Amsterdam was ridiculous. Like, this was... I don't think my feet touched the ground at all. Like, it was just next level. And yeah, I agree with you, Connor. I think like Televote winner, it's a contender for sure. It'll be interesting how they get across the like EU brand, right? Because they obviously can't go on stage and have like an EU flag, but like there's nothing to stop them having like a nice blue with like a yellow star on his jacket.
They probably get away with like blue graphics and like the yellow stars, but like probably not the exact number of stars that is on the EU flags. You know, like they probably just... But will even do that? You know, he'll probably carry on the crap graphics style, because that's kind of working for him so far.
12 points, Netherlands. And then like the weird close-ups of his face, like
like that's working for him. That's what people are getting hyped about. So why not keep into that?
Yeah, I think like an entry like this as well just has such... Like, the best place for this kind of song is Eurovision, I think, you know. And I just, I love it.
It's a very Eurovision song.
It is. Yeah, you know? I know. It's weird because I'm...
And we're always like, there's no Eurovision songs, but like, this is a song that you would never hear anywhere else in the world but Eurovision.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know.
I could see this like having a bit of a viral moment, and I could see like, I know it's obviously been viral in the Netherlands and they're all obsessed with it, but like,
I could
see like Irish locals being like, oh, like the EU song, or like, you know, like kind of giving it a bit of a rant. That was kind of good crack or whatever. I'm a big, big fan of this one. And this is like, I think it's my second place, but it's like, sometimes it's my winner. It depends on the vibe, depends on the mood of the day, but I love this song so, so much. And I can't actually wait to get stuck into the ratings, because this is quite a heavy hitting entry this year. So before we go to the viewers, we should all give it a quick rating, I think. Michal, what are you thinking out of 10?
Out of 10 for me, I've given it a 6.5, which I think is quite fair for me, because it's still on the good side, but it's not 100% my favorite. And honestly, for a song like this, that's basically a 10. So well done, the Netherlands.
You are above average.
Yeah, well done.
I've gone with a 6.5 as well. It's just a what do you say for the sevens?
I kept saying they were solid.
Seven.
Seven. Sound six.
Sound six. So we'll go in the middle, because it's kind of a bit of both. So 6.5 for me.
It's soundly solid.
Exactly. There we go. SS. What about you, Lou?
Absolutely.
Well, everybody, last year, my highest score in quickfire ratings, if I remember correctly, was a 9.5. This year, I'm giving my first TED ever. Woohoo! TED. At 12 points for the Netherlands.
Interesting. Well, let's see what the listeners think of Europapa. Kicking off with Dave Mackin, who gave it a 10 out of 10. Derek gave it a 3. Strictly Jonathan, 9.5. Not my usual cup of tea, but obsessed, only marking down as I wish he could sing. Leah gave it a 9.
He doesn't need to sing. He can just shout it. It's fine.
Leah gave it a 9. Love it, and so do my third years. Their parents are not a fan. Interesting. King Dave gave it a 3. Aoife, 8. John, 8. Adam, 9. Louise Burns, 6. Laura gave it a 10. As a child who was obsessed with Two Unlimited in the 90s, this speaks to me. Caroline gave it a 3. I just don't get the hype on this one. She gave it a 3. Kieran gave it a 7. It's grown on me and love a bit of cheesy Europop. Usheen, 9 out of 10. Such a bop. Can't wait for the live. Kelly, 10 out of 10. An absolute favorite in our house. Ryan, 7.5. Vilius gave it a 4, but to be honest, only for singing in Dutch. Too silly for me. Alexander, our friend from Canada, gave it 7 out of 10. I love the European Union theming. Makes me want to move from Canada to Europe. Tom, 9. Eurovision fan, 7. Claire, 9. Bop, bop, bop again. Jay gave it a 9.5. One of my faves this year. Killian Smith, 8. Dara, 9. Marco, 6. Sam, 7. Eva, 10 out of 10. Lawrence, 10. 90s Kid gave it a 9. Max, 7. John, 10. Daniel, 9. And we'll finish off with ESC Jaden, 7 out of 10. Not a bad entry, but not an amazing entry. However, better than I expected from the Netherlands.
So I've made a list there of people I can trust.
And people will be on your list for retirement.
Congratulations, everyone who gave this 8 upwards. You're on my good list.
Oh, God. Watch it. Mihal,
what does everyone feel like? Right? Sorry, what was that?
What is the average for our listeners all put together? So
the average for the Netherlands this year is 8.02.
Woo!
Which is quite high, I have to say.
Mm.
Iconic. So, Connor, where does that place?
Netherlands, with that rating, places in third place at the moment.
Ooh.
Which is Italy and Ireland ahead of it.
We'll take it. Our Bambi, our Angelina being ahead, I'm definitely cool with that. So, Connor, where are we going next?
Next, we're heading off to Northern Europe to visit Norway, because Gotte are representing Norway with Ulvaham. Eurovision. And there we have it, the Norwegian entry for Eurovision 2024. Lou, I'll come to you first. What do you make of this? Because we know, obviously, from the pod that you were very much a Kaino stan.
Yeah.
With what about this? Has this grown on you? Has it grown off you? Let us know.
Okay, on Kaino, I love them forever. Upon some reflection, and I still love that song, I actually am glad that they didn't win MGP with that song.
Oh.
Because I just think Spirit in the Sky and Monument were stronger for Eurovisions. I'm actually glad now we don't have Dom Digga in Eurovision, which is kind of an interesting take that you turned on. I'm also happy that they didn't win MGP, because I do think all of them are amazing. Like, their stage presence is undeniable. The lighting's really, really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing now the rehearsals, because I know, like, we talked about before that, like, it's at times it felt a bit messy in the MGP staging. I just have a good feeling about it, though. I think it'll come together nicely for Malmö. And I think, you know, this song, this entry is kind of offering something that most entries don't this year. And I think it's really important to have different types of songs in Eurovision. There's definitely going to be a group of voters out there who will appreciate this. So I see this doing pretty well. I see, like, you know, at this point, I don't see Norway winning Eurovision 2024, but I see them coming in with a really strong result, because I think juries and televote voters alike will back this in some way, shape, or form. And yeah, it's not when I'm streaming, but I'm glad it's there. And it's kind of in my solid like 10th to 15th. Appreciate them. I'm cool with them in my ranking. So that's where I am. What about you, Connor?
I am in love with this entry. I find it captivating. I remember firstly talking about her live vocals and being worried when it comes to Eurovision and like, is she going to be able to deliver it? But like seeing it at the pre-parties, both in Stockholm and then in London, she can sing. She's unbelievable. The live vocals are flawless every single time. So if they just carry on what they're doing, I think they can get a really, really good result. Will the juries appreciate this? I hope they do. But we've seen it in the past. Norway always tends to be a bit underrated by jurors for some strange reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's just the niche entries that they send with Kaino and stuff. But hopefully this year it's a bit more accessible to a juror. But I think the televote will appreciate this if they get a good running order slot. Some people are saying this could be like a dark horse this year. I don't see it, but they can definitely challenge for that top five. I think they could get top 10, but they could definitely challenge for the top five if everything falls into place for them. But personally, I really love this entry. I love what they're doing. I love the kind of folk metal mix of music that they're bringing. Obviously, it's in Norwegian as well, which is fantastic to see. I just love it. Love this entry. Streaming it nonstop. And yeah, just outside my top three in fourth place. But yeah, absolutely love it. What about you, Michal?
I echo what you said there, Connor. I love it so much. I think it's dark and mystical and beautiful. And I think it has a strange and amazing message behind the lyrics, which I'm such a lyrics person that this speaks to me a lot, even though it has an insane story about a stepmother turning her into a wolf.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, it's great.
And then are you she able to explain that, Michal? Sorry, for any like listeners who haven't heard or seen this backdrop.
I'm not 100% sure, but from what I remember, there's a young maiden who has a stepmother who is jealous of, I think it's her looks or her age, I can't remember. She's jealous of her in one way and puts a curse on her and turns her into a wolf. Wow. It's so good, guys. Wow.
It's like she's here.
Wow. Like,
we're probably offending Gotthus so badly. They're probably like, don't ruin our song by this.
Oh, so good.
All the Overhand fans would be like, no.
And I think as well, there's something to do with drinking brother's blood or something like that. And she ends up drinking her stepbrother's blood in some way. I can't remember what it was. And then she comes back and reverses the curse. I think that's the story behind it. Do not quote me. Do not come for me. But I think that's what it is. But at the end of the day, the whole story is about finding your independence and finding how strong you are. But even though it's through this dark and twisted tale. But anyway, aside from the story, I think the staging is incredible. And I don't care if the stage is a bit clunky or messy. Like, I could see her wobble about that stage all day and I would not care. Like, the song is just so, so, so good. I could hear her singing that all the time. I also love the folk element of her voice. I think that's beautiful. I think it's what we need in Eurovision, and the fact that it's blended with this modern sort of genre that they've got as well. I love it. I love, love, love it. And it's just, yeah, it's great.
He's grinning at over there.
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing at?
I didn't want to interrupt you, Michal, because I know you were really like passionately speaking. Just when you said you didn't care if she wobbles across the stage.
I don't. She could be Miss Wobbly Wobbly and I'll be gobbly gobbling.
I was just thinking of Mr. Blobby wobbling around.
Oh, Jesus.
Blobby! It's just such an interesting verb to use. I don't care if she wobbles across the stage.
No, but like there's this video where she like she's I don't know, she's spinning around in her little spinny thing, the sisters thing, you know? And like she like wobbles for a second, but she like recovers really quickly. And I just it plays my mind a lot when I think about this song because I'm like
it's like also after Eurobash. Ah,
no, do you know what she's relatable. Like? You know what it's like car washes that are like waving their hats.
The skinny Mr. Blobbies.
Skinny Mr. Blobbies. Oh gosh.
But yeah, sorry. I will be one to say that this could be a dark horse. If everything falls into place, if it's beautiful, if it's impactful, I think it's, you know, so unique in terms of genre, so unique in terms of what it's bringing to the table, that I could generally see it doing really well. Challenging for the win, I don't know. I have no idea who's winning this year, but like I'm gonna say it's a dark horse. Yeah, I'll stick by
okay.
that.
Okay. And what are you rating it out of 10, Micheál?
Oh, this is a big fat 10. Thank you so much, Norway, for this. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
What about you?
Eight.
Eight. Good eight. Score. I give it a 9. So we've covered all bases there. Ooh, with the 8, 9, 10.
Love that.
Love it. Love it. That. What about our listeners, Lou? What have they given this?
Okay, well, let's get stuck in. Stevie gives it an 8. Dave Mackin gives it a very precise 9.8. Derek says 7. Leah, 8. Strictly Jonathan, 9. Love, love, love. Blew me away at MGP, a dark horse. King Davin says 2. Aoife, 4. Stefan, 6. Adam McCallick, 9.5. John, 2. Louise B, 6.5. Laura, 7. Not when I stream much, but comes alive in the live show. Carolyn says 0. Sorry, just not for me at all. Kieran, 8. I've kind of overplayed this, so it's lost a bit of its luster for me. Micheál, 10. That's you. Oisin, 8. Love it, but I've heard it a bit too much. Safe qualifier, I'm sure. Cole, 8. Saul, 10. Stephen, 9. Kelly, 8. Look forward to seeing the staging on this. Could make or break the song. Ryan, 4. Velusa, 10. My winner this year in native language, soul and culture, and such a banger. Tom, 4. Alexander, 6. Love the verses. Chorus sounds like uncontrolled, screeching, beautiful art piece. Eurovision fan says 9. It's so, so good. Rock, but cultural and different. Killian gives it a 7. Taggy, 8. It's grown off me a bit, but still some incredible vocals. Fascinating vibe. Dara, 8. Marco, 5. And autistic underscore artist gives it a 10. So pretty strong on the whole.
Yeah.
Micheál, can we have the average, please?
You can indeed, Lou. The average is 7.47, which a bit low for me personally. I think that's a bit unfair.
So that puts Norway in our top 10 so far, puts it in 6th position, which is overall strong and probably indicative of where it can fall. Would we agree?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Only 26 songs, I think that's a decent.
It is, definitely. Like, we don't have too many more to go.
No, that's decent enough.
Yeah.
Just be interested to see whether or not they stick in the top 10 after we're finished. But yeah.
Yeah.
Strong result, I think.
Well, let's move on then to the next and final country for this episode, and that is Poland. Poland are sending Luna with The Tower. Eurovision. She's the one who built the tower. She's the one who's got the power. Connor, I really enjoyed our silly Rapunzel references on the first episode we recorded together. Down your hair, love. Where are you now with this one?
Where am I now with this one? I've grown to love this as a streaming song. It's really, really easy to listen to. I love listening to it when I'm on a drive. Just it's a nice listen. The vocals are nice. I'm still not a fan of the kind of cursiveness of this. The broken, like it's a bit ugh. Like, come on, sing properly. But I know it's the style of the song. But It's a nice, easy streaming listening song. Now, as a performance, this is falling very, very flat for me. Every time I've seen it live, I've seen it twice now live. I haven't even watched the performances online. It's just giving us nothing. And I'm really, really worried for Poland. And I keep hearing Poland's qualifying with ease, you know, because they've got France in the semi-final and it's fine. This could not qualify very easy. Like, the live vocals are not perfect. They're actually quite dodgy at points. Luna's, I'm still getting a nerve, like a sense of nervousness from her, which is a shame. So hopefully in the rehearsal she can build it up. But like, unless this has like amazing staging, I think Poland is a real trouble of not qualifying this year. And again, similar to like we were talking about with whoever we were talking about in that previous episode, I can't remember, but they could take a non-qualification, I think. I think they'd be safe with, you know, not being, they wouldn't worry and, you know, be like, oh, what do we do? What do we do?
Moldova, we were talking
Moldova
about, yeah.
And then obviously Portugal as well, I mentioned too. So I think I'm interested. Poland's probably the most interested out of the semi-final one to see. Other than Ireland, of course, but to see how they will do, because if it doesn't come together, there's a real fear of like a non-qualification for them. But if it does come together, I'm more than happy to see this go through and do well, because I do personally like the song. But as the package, the performance, everything like that, I have more question marks than answers at the moment with this. But that's me at the moment. You were a fan from day one. I actually have a issue with you, because when we were going to one of our Eurobashes or whatever, Lou played this song nonstop on repeat from the minute you picked me up all the way into Dublin Town.
We were going to Alessandra's concert.
And I think I blame you for my lack of love for this song early on, because the repeated Luna at the Tower on our way to Dublin really, really put me off with this song at the first. So it's your fault, Lou. I'm blaming you.
I'll never play many songs again. Next time I give you a lift, you can sit in the car in silence, my friend. Okay.
Maybe play it once or twice, but like seven times on loop. It's probably a bit much.
So sad. Okay, so I was very defensive in our first episode about this. I was like, I love her. I would go to war for her. Like, she's my Ellie Goulding princess from Poland, you know? And like, I do still love this song. I do still stream it quite a bit. It's falling down my top 10 though. Like, it's hanging on for dear life in my top 10. It's kind of in the 9th, 10th spot. It's still solid. A song I'm enjoying a lot to stream. But yeah, Connor, I agree with what you're saying about the live performances. That hasn't been the best thing for Luna. Like, sometimes pre-parties don't help entries, interestingly. And I mean, look, they could turn up in Malmö and have completely polished this and completely polished this.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry. Michal's just like, no, girl. but like, they could really turn it around. I don't think, you know, all hope is lost in the qualification department. Poland's like quite hit and miss. Like, there was a time where Poland seemed invincible with qualifying. But in recent years, they've proven not to be invincible, which is like a good, healthy thing, I guess, for Eurovision. So I really think this will just come down to like the quality of the performance on the night. Luna's such a sweet person. Like, we met her in Stockholm and she was really, really lovely to interact with. And you can tell she really loves the song and that she will really do her best to sell it. So I'm hoping between her efforts and the delegation and the broadcaster's efforts, they can really make something of this, because it's just the live performances are pulling it down on my personal ranking. Michal, what are your thoughts here?
You guys give very like based and very reasonable arguments. However, I choose not to live in the world where those live performances have happened. So I'm just going to talk about the song. I love it. It's so good.
Michal, you are me in the like first episode we talked about Poland.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's so, so, so uplifting. It's fun. I get up to like do my normal everyday chores to it. It's just a good vibe. It's just so good. And Yes, maybe the live vocals weren't as good at some pre-parties, and maybe it doesn't qualify. I don't care. The song's great. It makes me happy. It brings me joy. And as president of the Eurovision Chess Society, I just made that up, I love the music video. I think it's great. I think the chess playing is so bad, and I love it. I need more videos where they explore chess and Eurovision. Anyway, that's a whole other separate story.
Did you hear me reference your chess thread, Micheál, in the first episode? I read out your entire thread.
I loved it. I loved it. Thank you so much, Lou.
Did you know she doesn't know how to play chess?
Well, I'm not surprised by the playing now. I could see from the moves that she was making that it wasn't happening, Lou. but good for her. You need to start somewhere. So good for her. Either way, I love the song. It's such a bop. Whether it qualifies or not, I don't care. I just love it. So yeah, that's how I feel.
Micheál, I have a question. If you had one of your very dear friends in the car, would you play this on loop for them?
Oh, it depends.
It
depends if they're really open-minded towards like good music or not, because some of my friends just aren't. I don't know what to do with that. So,
so true.
Yeah.
Fourth time it gets a bit okay.
I mean, Sam,
he was on my side. He was like, do we have to have Luna again?
Lou, I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
Let's get rating. We'll start with you then, Connor.
Solid 7.
Oh, that's good.
Solid 7.
I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be lower.
No, solid 7. Solid 7.
If I remember correctly, I am an 8.5.
Okay.
Micheál.
10. And I'll explain no further.
2 tens in the episode for you, Micheál. Very good.
I'm dishing out tens like they're candy to kids. I don't know. Like, it's great.
Were you going to say candy to Switzerland?
No.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
I think the saying is about like candy and Halloween, but that's, yeah.
Anyway, let's get into our ratings from our listeners. Casey gave this a 7. Scott Daney gave it a 5.5 and said, meh. Crow the Comics, 6 out of 10. I like it on the radio, but I don't think it will be a strong live. Disney Loving Emma, 7. Like, but don't love. Declan McCartan, Tower 1000 from Declan. Patter gave it a 3. Carl gave it a 5 out of 10. Uncle Cover gave it a 7. Some nice girly bop. Neil, 5. Kira Woods, 5.5. Kira Tracy, 5. It's an inoffensive bop, but would have to do a lot in Malmo to make an impact, I reckon. David Allward, 5. Stephen Lynch, 4. M. Doherty, 5. It's nice, enjoyable enough, but also a bit too safe, maybe. Oh no, Neil, very specific with the 3.7. Stephen Lynch, meh. Dare gave it a 3. Adam G gave it an 8. Michael 7, but worried about the live. John gave it a 7.5. Sharon gave it an 8. Hasn't ever left my top 10. Great contemporary pop. Love Luna, the melody, and the high energy ending. Shane Gallagher, 9. Malloy gave it a 7. Daniel, 5. It's like Ellie Goulding and Lena all bunched together. Very average, though. Lyrical garbage, but still poppy. Lisa gave it a 2. I'm in Z1 who builds Z-Tower, they say. Marky gave 7 out of 10. It's a bit basic, but I really enjoy it. I hope she qualifies. Viva the Diva, 5 out of 10. Catchy, but ultimately a weaker girly bop than the others. Kian, 5. It's fine. It's grown off me since its release, though. 7 out of 10 from Straight Lad, but possible shock non-qualifier, they say. And EC Jaden said 4 out of 10. Generic, but a good melody. Micheál, then, what is the average when we put everyone together? So
when we have all our numbers together and our scores, we have an average of 5.95. Which is low. That's quite low. Yeah.
Yeah. Above average.
Overwhelming. Yeah. But I wonder, are people voting on like hearing the live performances? At the fan parties, or is this just based off the song or a mix? I don't know.
Probably a mix. Yeah. It's very much like middle of the road, though. It's like 16th in our ratings so far. So
okay,
interesting though. But yeah, but like then again, is it just a middling song?
Yeah.
When you take away everything.
Yeah.
Not to me.
With your 10 over there.
To you.
to you.
All right. Well, that's where we are, Connor.
Yeah, that's everything for today. Three more countries done and dusted. Can you imagine? We've got 27 countries done in our quick fire so far, and we're nearly towards the
end. And nobody's died.
No, thank God.
We're all alive. We're all friends.
No major fights so far, but there's a few more countries to come. So you never know what's going to happen. But of course, if you guys like what you heard today, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. For more, if you get us on Twitter at AirVisionPod, on Instagram at AirVisionPodcast, check us out on YouTube and TikTok under AirVisionPodcast too. If you loved us as well, please give us a review and like and subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You don't miss any future episodes, particularly when we get to Eurovision week. We will be pumping them out, so keep an eye on that. And as well, if you like what you hear too and want to support us, you can get us on Buy Me A Coffee. Visit our link tree in our bios or visit buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision Podcast. But from myself and Lou, and of course, Matal Michal again, thank you so much for joining us. All we got to say is
Slán go fall.